Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Having been a parent to four growing young boys, I learned that when you chastise one of them, they better be in the room, or at least within earshot. Same goes for them that I'm about to chastise, although I'm almost positive that none of this station's good listeners need to be chastised for what I'm about to share. I'm not sure about you, but when I go into a parking lot, I don't care if it's Safeway, Winco, the mall, pick one. I follow the painted-on cement arrows. Nothing pulls my chain more than to be obeying that little indicator and have somebody pull up in front of my vehicle going the wrong way, and what pulls my chain even more is when they give me the look, like I'm the one going the wrong way. Once upon a time, I chose the correct arrow, and a driver of a nice-looking vehicle came through the empty parking place and headed straight for my happy zone. Now, being 71 years old, I figured not only did I have the right-of-way, I had the right. But no. Honking sounds came out of this vehicle, and all four wheels moving in my direction. No reason to have a simple case of road rage, but the moment continued until they reached their goal, climbing over the concrete planter box, and then my favorite part, the middle finger flying around like a flag on the 4th of July. I admit a couple of these parking lots could repaint some of those arrows and stand out a little bit better. I'd be happy to hand out tickets, come to think of it. I ask you, is it too much that one follows the arrows? What if everybody ignored the arrows on our public one-ways in town? Take H and I Street. Now for the meat of this week's community comment. Simply put, we looked at it when I was on the council a decade ago. And if I'm correct, and I am, we had one of the best city council members ever assembled. And at that time, it was a big fat no. If you want to see more road rage and accidents, change H and I streets to two-way streets and watch those speeders pass the law-abiding drivers. Then what do you suggest, Mr. Jones? Well, as Tom Hanna used to say, and I repeat in my own modified way, the three E's, enforcement, enforcement, enforcement. Calming zones, speed lumps, and a few more signs, and that revealing speed zone machine. And hey, how about a uniformed policeman during those special hours when folks are on their way to and from work? Give me a speed gun and a badge and a commission, and the end would be in sight before you could say, slow down. And do me a favor, City Council, and for the most part, city staff, just don't waste the money and the time on the resources of something that isn't broken. There are certainly better places for that money. That said, keep an eye on the next little quarter-cent sales tax the city wants us to take a bite out of. This has been Mike Jones for Community Conversation.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.